The recordings have been started.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Glenn, could you please roll call?
Certainly, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. On the line we have Rafik Damak, Saeed Jamil, Olga Cavelli, Krista Papak, Chuck Gomes, SS, Claudio DiGangi, Michael Young, Victoria McKevedy, Tony Harris, and for staff we have Glenda Saint-Gervais and Julie Headland. Thank you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I don't know if you had a chance to see the agenda I sent yesterday afternoon my time. I have not received any comments about deleting or adding or modifying anything. So I will start with point one. I would like to ask SS, I had some doubts about the draft version that that was sent to the list. It was just a clarifying comment that I want from you and about some emails we exchanged yesterday and the day before. Is there a document it's already reviewed by your sub-working team that it's ready for the working team to be checked, or you need further time for your sub-working team for preparing your draft?
Yeah, I have sent this final draft to working team, and is their consensus returnable for Monday, 19th October, and thereafter I'll put final draft for WP.
Okay, so the document is for the whole working team revision, right?
Olga.
Yeah, what I have sent is only for sub-team, not the working team.
Oh,
but
this
the
is
one
better
which
I want to clarify.
By, say, Wednesday, Thursday, roughly 5 days from now, that will be for the whole working team.
So we still have to wait until you tell us which is the last version of the draft document. I'm okay with that? Is this correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and this would be Monday, Tuesday next week, right?
Yeah, Monday I'm getting the, Monday is the last day to get the consensus report, and thereafter maybe I'll take a day or two.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
You can say best.
Thank you. Thank you very much, SS. I was not sure if we already have that draft version from your sub-working team already for working team revision. Any questions, any comments to SS about his draft document or something that somebody wants to add?
Olga, would you put Chuck in the queue, please?
Go ahead, Chuck.
I would just like to request, and I think we're in agreement on this, but I want to make sure that when we get documents for review by the full working team, that it clearly states the names of the participants in the subtask and the level of support for the document. And if there are specific issues where there's different levels of support, that be identified. Thanks.
Thank you, Chuck. I think it's a very useful addition and comment. Any other comments to SS?
This is
Great.
Claudio.
Claudio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to have some more comments for SS. I commented on the last draft, and I saw the last version that he circulated, and there are still questions I raised in my last set of comments that I don't see addressed in the latest draft, and there are also other comments that my view is different than what is in the draft version right now, and that I don't see that variation reflected. So maybe that's just what needs to happen before it gets sent up to the full work team.
Claudio, let me ask you: you're in the sub-working team with SS?
Yes.
Oh, great. So could you work SS in with Claudia to try to find a wording that suits the needs of the sub-working team during this day?
Well, are you asking SS?
Well, both of you, if you just try to find
Claudio. Now, what he's making, this is not the point for WP right now to talk. That is, he's invited to contribute his views. See, now there are four members in the sub-team. All will have differing points. If I or any lead or say a chair can, put all my points together, it won't go. So, he'll be free to comment on that. That is what will be his comments by Monday in the sending to me. And what Chuck has just said, I had in earlier Unimus report what I have sent, I have mentioned all those things. And I'm for that. I'll be doing that.
Claudio, let me ask you, did you already send these comments to SS?
Yeah, they were comments I made on the last draft that he circulated prior to this final version. The final version, there were some comments that I raised where I raised questions, and I just don't see the questions being addressed or a response to the questions that I raised about certain elements of the recommendations. And then there were other recommendations where I just disagree. There are other comments I made where I just disagree with some of the recommendations. And I just think that just needs to be reflected somewhere in the document that I don't agree with what's in the draft.
Claudio, am I understanding correctly that some of your arguments are agreed, some are not? Is it that? What you just said was just not clear to me. Is it that just some of your points have been agreed and others are not agreed?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
May I suggest something? SS, could it be possible if Claudia resends the comments to you and and you try to work on the document?
Okay. My invitation to send that final draft is there. So it is not for the point to be discussed here, but that point will come only when I have sent the final draft to the WP.
Claudia, that's okay with you? Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That works fine. Yep.
Okay.
Olga, with your permission, I'm talking directly to Claudio. Claudio, I'll send final report, and some of your points we can enter into personal discussion. There is no harm in that. We can do that.
Okay. So, Claudia will resend the comments to USS, and you will try to find a text that fits both needs, hopefully by Monday. Could we say that that's feasible for the sub-working team?
Yeah, I could resend him the comments by Monday.
SS, so we keep Monday as a due date for your sub-working team?
Yeah, I'll expect.
Great. Thank you very much. Any other comments to SS?
This is Zahid.
Zahid, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I think if I'm not mistaken, the document that we're talking about right now is the recommendation of subtask 1, which was prepared by SS of October 2nd, 2009, on which I think Claudio made some comments. I was just wondering, in my position, would I be able to send comments as well as Claudio?
Let me ask you something, Said. Are you in the sub-working team with SS, Claudio, and myself?
I'm not in the sub-working team. If Julie's on the call, she can clarify. I don't think I am, but if I'm not, I'd like to sort of participate in that, which obviously begs a question with regard to participation, which we can deal with subsequently in general about me because some objections have been raised. But if I am allowed to participate, can I do it on this sub-task team?
Let me tell you what we have been agreeing, but I put this questions to the whole working team. What we agreed is that the documents would be reviewed by subworking teams, and then once the subworking team had agreed in a certain text, it goes for the whole working team revision. But I would like to open the floor, and Zaid is willing to participate in the subworking team. I would like to hear what other members of the working team think.
Actually, if it just to clarify, if it is going to come back to the larger group, then that's fine. I'll wait until then. That's not a problem. Thank you.
That's the procedure we have been using. But if you want to participate in the subworking team, I'm not the one to say yes or no. I would like to know what the working team thinks. So you tell me if you want to wait for the whole document or. We can check if you can join.
If I'm able to give comments at the later stage when I'm as a member of the larger team, I'd wait until then if I'm able to. I just sorry if there's been some confusion on the list as to opening up issues, and if I can raise my concerns at that stage, I'd be happy to wait until then. I just need to know whether I can raise those concerns at that stage or not.
You will be able to read them and comment as a member of the working team. So. Is that okay with you, Said? Did you wait for Monday and FS?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other comments?
Olga, just a clarification. I think if I heard SS say, he will need a little bit of time after Monday to pull everything together after he gets the comments. So I don't think we should expect to get the document for the working team on Monday. Is that correct, SS?
Yeah, you are right, Jack. You give me two more days, that is Wednesday, by the end of Wednesday, before Wednesday closes, I'll circulate the document to final one to hold you.
Thank you, Jack.
But Monday I'll be receiving. Monday. I have given dates to something for Monday. I don't think it is fair until, we can discuss now, everybody agrees. Well, if they send before that, but in case they have, I get all the comments before Monday, I'll send before them.
Great. Thank you, SS. I think that's fine. So in the next steps, I'll consider Wednesday for the document to be ready for the whole working team. But if it's ready first, earlier, then that's fine also. So, and Zaid, you're comfortable with that. Thank you, Chuck, for the comments. Any other comments to SS? Great. Victoria, could you tell us which, I think you already sent a document yesterday, maybe, or maybe I'm wrong. We received so many emails yesterday that I'm confused about dates. Sorry, I can hardly hear you.
No, you're quite right, Olga. I sent a document yesterday, and that's a draft of a current draft. Now, what I've done is I'm going to try and work with the same time frame that SS is working to, so I'll ask for comments back by the 19th as well, which is Monday. Michael's already indicated that he will have some comments. There's one other issue that we need to deal with, which we'll have to deal with in this round, hopefully. What I've done in Part 3 is I've indicated the issues where we didn't have agreement, so things that haven't made it into the compromise draft. Michael's made the point, and I think he's actually right, that I haven't accurately identified the amount of support for each of those not accepted recommendations. So we need to work on that in the next round. So that's where we are.
So you think Wednesday it's a date for maybe having the new draft, including Michael's comments and suggestions?
Definitely. We can work to Wednesday.
And that would be the document already reviewed by your subworking team?
Well, we've had comments from more than just sub-team members.
I know, but we still have another stage once you have the draft to be reviewed by the working team.
Of course.
Great. Well, the more comments you got before, the easiest way the document will have in the working team.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria. Any comments,
Olga?
Victoria? Yes.
Yeah, this is Tony Harrisky. Can I get in the queue, please?
Sure. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Victoria. I've just been reading the Task 1 Subtask 2 report, and I see there's a great effort there in including the comments we've all been making, and thank you, Victoria. It's very good. The only question I have is there is still a reference to Annex B, which I particularly objected to, and Annex B actually, the whatever the version is right now, is not included in this document.
Now, this is one of the issues where we need to deal with in the next round, Tony. You're quite right, and thank you for your constructive and nice comments. Michael's made edits to Annex B. Both you and Claudio don't support Annex B. You're not a subtask member formally, so I don't know how we... Anyway, we're going to need to deal with Annex B. It's touching on the issue that kind of came up with... actually, in my copy, I do have it. I'm sorry if it didn't attach to the copy I sent to you, but this is what we need to deal with in the next round. But I think it may well be that there isn't that the majority are in favour of it, and or with amendments. It'll depend on the numbers at subtask level.
Well, I may not be a member of this particular group, but I do believe that the final documents we all get a chance to have some input into. Am I right in that, Olga?
You're totally right. Let me make a clarifying comment. We made an effort a month ago, or at least by the end of September, less than a month ago, to finish our work for the time of a board meeting. We couldn't. And that time, many of us had the chance to review different documents, not being part of the subworking team. So I think that there's value in those comments. And I think the more comments that each subworking team leader received before, the better and the easiest way then for the working team. So let's try to find, Victoria, a way to accommodate Tony's comments, because he already did them in the sake of having our outcome done.
Look, I'm just going to be clear here, because I think we do need to be clear. We're at subtask level. Either we're going to deal with things at the subtask level. I have already tried to accommodate all of Tony's comments, but at this, he doesn't have the majority of the subtask with him on this particular issue.
Okay.
And I have to
do
raise
we know this. That for sure?
Yes, I do know that for sure, and I can give you all the numbers if you want. And I have to say this is an issue that's coming up with both Claudio and Tony, who are expecting, and forgive me, with some sense of entitlement that all their amendments get picked up. I mean, obviously, let's just at this stage, it does depend on the rest of the subtask group. They compromise for us, right?
Olga, can I respond?
Sure.
Yeah, actually, Victoria, I don't have any expectation that all my amendments will be included, and like I'm some sort of a wise man sitting in the Himalayas. But I do think that particularly this Annex B is calling for things which I did not see reflected in the concerns of the BGC.
I know that you don't
support
this, Tony. I know that you don't
support
this.
Not specifically as you've written it out. And the other problem I have is next Wednesday I will be traveling to Korea, which it takes me about 3 days to get there. So it's going to be a little complicated commenting on Wednesday or Thursday. But once again, please rest assured I do not expect you to take all my comments as written law. Okay?
Olga, this is Claudio. I just wanted to also just state that I don't have that sense of entitlement. I just want to see the concerns I raise reflect in the document, even if it's just reflected as a minority position. That's all I'm looking for.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Claudio. Victoria, do you want to respond to Tony or Claudio?
No, I think that's good. I mean, I think it's good just to hear that. Happy with that.
So I didn't get clear. Are you going to produce a document and then the whole working team will review it, including Tony and other not members of your subworking team? Is that the next step?
No, the next step is everyone. I've already sent out the final yesterday, okay? Further comments have to come in to me by end of Monday.
Okay. Sorry.
So, Tony, hopefully you can get something in on the next round if you want to do that. And then I'll recirculate on Wednesday, and that really will be final at subtask level, hopefully.
So if the document is for the whole working team revision, Tony, you have the chance to make your comments now. And perhaps before Wednesday, that we have this long, long way from South America to Seoul.
Did I understand you correctly there? Did you say?
Yes, go ahead, Chuck.
Did I hear you say that the full working team should be looking at this document now, or did I misunderstand?
That's what I'm trying to clarify. That's my question.
Not yet.
Not yet. Thanks, Victoria.
So you're working on a text among your sub-working team, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you will let us know when it's ready, and then maybe Tony has the chance to make comments, or Tony can make them before?
Tony can make them before because he's been effectively an ad hoc member, and I have no problem with that. It's up to Tony.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Victoria, for the flexibility. So once Tony has sent his comments, and perhaps you have the chance to accommodate that, you will share the document with the whole working team for comments, right?
Yes.
Great. Any other questions or comments to Victoria?
All good. Krista, I have a clarifying question for you.
It's Krista?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Krista.
Just in respect to sort of Claudio and Tony's comment, and again, just a clarifying question for myself, when there is a minority position, whether at the subtask level or the entire working group level, those comments are typically, in the form of a question, are typically included in the paper but positioned as a minority position, or, you know, stated there are, you know, one or two members or whatever that feel differently, and here's their thought. Is that typically how it's handled, or?
Can I jump in? That's what we did. That's what I've done, Krista. I don't know if you've had a chance to have a look at my document, but in part three on page 7, and it will probably improve it, but and Michael's got further comments on it, I know, but I've actually included all the minority perspectives on particular issues that aren't yet agreed at subtask level.
So I'm not on that distribution list, and I don't need to be. I'll wait for the document. I'm more asking Olga as chair, just from a process perspective, since I am new to the process, that is typically how it happens. And you do, if you don't have consensus, then you do annotate somehow what the minority and the majority positions are, correct?
When you work in a document, you try to find the common text. But if you cannot, you can include some other opinions and other visions. I don't know, Chuck, if you want to add something to that. Perhaps you have some other experience about it.
Well, I would just thank Olga. I wouldn't say you can as if it's optional. If you're unable to, you know, if there are minority points, they should be communicated. It's not a optional thing. Okay. So that we don't exclude anybody's view on this, okay?
Exactly. So,
that's probably what you meant. I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
No, yeah, that's the idea. The idea is to find the text, but then if you cannot comply with all the visions, then you have to reflect them all, of course. And I think that Victoria is doing that in her document, so that's okay.
Yes, thank you. And again, this is not about any particular document. I haven't even seen it. I'm more.
I understand the question. That's a very good question, by the way. Any other comments or questions to Victoria? Okay, number 3, minority reports. We received in the list 2 minority reports. One from this is about sending subtask 1.4 as a single document without all the other parts of our outcomes for task 1 already done. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, it's Krista. I think we skipped number 2 on the agenda.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Krista. excuse me. Thank you for reminding me. I'm sorry. My apologies. Number two, it's just I'm looking at the clock, and we agreed half an hour. This is why I was running. Number two, subtask 1.3 draft document. I have heard no comments, no any suggestions for changes or nothing. Any comments to that? Any questions to Krista or Tony? We have them in the call. And this, anyone want to ask something or say something?
Olga, it's Krista. I'd like to make a clarification. So I have circulated the document. The subtask team does have consensus on the document. I don't think that's necessarily reflected, but I will add that per Chuck's earlier statement. I did receive comments from Chuck which are not incorporated in the draft that was sent around, but they will be. I was just waiting to hear from the rest of the work team, and the way I interpret your agenda, Olga, is basically saying we haven't heard anything.
Oh.
Is it safe to assume there isn't going to be anything else? And if that's the case, I'll incorporate such comments and recirculate a final document to the working, to the whole working team.
Sorry, so I misunderstood your previous email. I thought you sent the comments sent by Chuck as a separate document just for reference.
Right, they're not incorporated in the document.
Okay, my apologies for misunderstanding. So perhaps you can send us the final document by Monday, Tuesday? Is that okay?
Yes.
Or Wednesday, which is the same date for SS?
Yes, I can. I just want to make sure that the rest of the working team has no comments, and I'll take silence as a response.
Great. Perfect. Sorry for the confusion.
No worries.
Thank you. Any comments, questions to Krista or Tony? Okay,
this
now
is Claudia. I was just going to say,
Claudia, go ahead.
I'll take a look at that again, Krista, and just confirm that I have no additional comments.
Great, thank you.
Great. And number three, now number three, in minority reports, I said before, this is about sending the subtask 1.4 draft document as a single document to the OSC, we have a rough consensus, and we received two minority reports already. The due date is today. Maybe we can give some more hours of the day that it's going. So maybe if someone else wants to send a minority report, that's fine. I have a question to staff and to Chuck, as in his role of the OSC chair. Are minority reports to be commented? Because it's something that I was asked, by SF, and I have been trying to find some wording and some guidelines in our charter and the rules, and I haven't. So are these minority reports to be, can they be commented by chair or by other working team members, or just are parts of documents that are added to the final report?
Well, I'll let Julie jump in, too, if she's got anything to add. If I'm understanding your question correctly, I don't think there's anything to prevent that. I think you want to be careful about getting into an endless cycle where...
I agree. Yeah.
If there's comments on minority reports and then will there be comments on the comments and so on?
Yes.
I would advise some caution there. Hopefully, if the discussions have occurred within the work team and within the subtask team, if it's at that level, there's already been opportunity to discuss the pros and cons of different viewpoints. So I would think that it should, in most cases, be sufficient to just attach the minority report, and then in the next level of review, they look at the full document with the minority reports and based on those. Now, there's nothing to prevent going back and asking for more comments later, but I think it should be sufficient to just have the minority reports attached. But there's nothing, as you pointed out, that's real specific in the charter about this. If in fact there needs to be more discussion about the minority opinions, in other words, the team, whether it's a subtask team or the full working team, thinks that should be discussed some more, then that's fine.
But
I'm assuming that when we get to that point where we're putting something forward, is that we're already past there.
Okay.
Could I just add something?
Sure, Victoria, go ahead.
Just a reminder, and Olga, you may be already aware of this, but although SCS and I have submitted written minority reports, I think Rafiq's also indicated dissent. So I guess there needs to be a summary. I think there were four dissenters in total, weren't there?
Yes, I know, and we already agreed. I think you agreed in a call yesterday, and nobody complained about setting today as a due date. So we need to move forward.
I meant to say was that with people, I don't know if Rafiq's planning to submit a formal report, but even if he isn't, I suppose someone needs to just note that there were four and that two of them have been backed up by
me. That's already noted, and we have all the names and affiliations. You're totally right. And that's to be included in the final report. But if people want to send the minority reports, that's fine. But we should set up a due date for deciding what to do and move forward. So the date was today. Is today. We still have some hours to. Maybe we can extend it for tomorrow. But we should receive them. But you already did that, and you complied with the due date. So in the sake of the people that did comply, we should agree in receiving the documents and move forward. I don't know if Rafiq, perhaps do you want to say something, or maybe you want to? Are you planning to send in a minority report about the sending a subtask 1.4 draft document as a separate document? I cannot hear you. I'm so sorry. Hello?
Yes, you can hear me? Yeah, I will thank you.
I'm sorry. I hear a voice very, very in the distance, but I cannot understand what you're saying. I'm so sorry. Could someone tell me what Rafiq said, because I cannot hear him.
No, it is not clear, Olga. I'm SS, but I'd like to speak once Rafiq part is over.
Okay. Did someone else could hear Rafiq? I cannot hear him.
I can't hear him either.
Olga, I don't think any of us can hear him, but maybe as an alternative, if he's unable to communicate via voice on this call, he could send an email to the list if he's online so that we know what his point
Great.
Was.
Great. Thank you, Chuck. Great idea. Rafiq, if you're hearing me, I hear a voice, but I cannot recognize what you're saying because it's kind of a noise in the middle. So if you want to send an email right now to the list or to Glenn or Julie, and we can know what you're saying. And in the meantime, SS, you want to go ahead.
Yeah, see, my point was, Olga, that I was reading charter a little more closely, and it is related to due date today. In fact, somebody has committed, he is duty-bound to submit it. But there are some chairs if it are detailed in the charter. So maybe, I mean, if you don't mind, I could advise that some two persons, you say, out of four, two have submitted. Other two, you have not submitted. They have not submitted. Maybe you can remind giving them some time, if it all fits into your line of thinking.
So let me clarify your comment. As you're asking, we have more time for submitting minority reports?
No, I'm just suggesting it is because you are here, you are because
okay.
Looking at this thing.
You have a suggestion for the next due date. Do you have any idea about what would be a good new due date?
No, I won't venture into that. It is just for you to
okay.
Little giving you that you give little more thought on this. That's all.
Okay. Any other comments about extending the due date for minority reports?
Olga, please put me in the queue.
Go ahead, Chuck.
If there's no objection, I would like to comment as OSC chair. Is there any objection to that?
No, there is no objection to that.
Okay. The OSC is meeting in person in Seoul on Sunday the 25th, which is a week from this coming Sunday. And I sincerely would like to be able to give them the document with the minority reports not later than this Sunday, so they at least have them 7 days in advance and have a chance to review them before our meeting a week from Sunday. I'm fine with if there's a need for an extension. I don't think we've identified yet whether there's a need. If somebody needs more time, they should ask for it. But I would request that there we not extend it any more than 1 day, Saturday, so that Sunday the document with the minority reports can be submitted to the OSC. Now, that does not prevent the OSC meeting will be open, so that does not prevent anyone from sending information to our working team, and I will see that, and others, you will see it, Olga, and stuff like that. So I assume you, Olga, will be representing the work team in that OSC meeting. So you would be able to communicate something that came in later, but ideally it would be good if it was in a minority report in the document that could be forwarded to the OSC on Sunday.
Thank you, Chuck. Any comments about extending 1 day more the due date for sending minority reports? So due date would be Saturday, like say 12 noon GMT, something like that, at the end of tomorrow, right? Anybody against that? Is that okay? Okay, great. Thank you, Chuck. Julie, I want. Can I ask you something? Which? How are we? Are we drafting the final report? Are you in the case that we already have two minority reports? In the case that maybe we see two more, which is the maximum that we may receive, or more? I don't know. And which is the next step for preparing the report?
Yeah, Olga, this is Julie. I was actually going to offer to pull the minority reports, all of those that we would have by noon GMT tomorrow, into the document with the recommendations and indicate who are those who assented to the recommendations and those who dissented, whether or not they submitted a minority report, but to ensure that all opinions are recorded. And then I would send that to you, and I think that properly it would come, I believe, from you as the chair to the OSC.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julie.
Olga, can I jump back in?
Sure, Chuck, go ahead.
And Julie, just like I said early in the call with regard to the subtask teams, the same thing would apply to the report going forward from the full working team, that it be very clear in terms of the level of support for the recommendations from the working team, as well as the issue of sending the report forward on the independently of the rest of the recommendations. So I'm sure you understand this already. I just want to make sure that when the OSC sees this, they have a complete picture covering all sides on both the recommendations and the issue of whether or not it should be the recommendation move forward independently.
Right, Chuck, this is Julie. I will separate out those two issues, indicating support for the recommendations and support or not support for sending the recommendations forward to the OSC ahead of the other recommendations.
Thanks, and you will CC the full working team so that they will be fully aware of what goes forward and can comment on our list. And then Olga or anybody else, for that matter, who attends that open meeting could comment during the week.
Right. I assume, Olga, you'll send, once I send the document to you, you'll send it to the OSC and then
yes.
copy the list?
I will.
The team?
I will. Okay. Any other comments about this issue?
Yeah, Olga, I have to say something.
Okay, go ahead, Essa.
See, I have sent mail that about which you have already acknowledged that whether to send this, reservation about sending this particular report at all. That is, you may send report, but not subtask 1.2.1.4. Now, I'll read out the charter, part of the charter. That is, decision-making is that WT shall function on the basis of rough consensus, meaning that all points of view will be discussed until the chair can ascertain that the point of view is understood and has been covered. Now, I'm underlining this part. That consensus viewpoint will be put to the OSC in the form of a WT report. Now, anyone with a minority will be invited to include a discussion in the WP report. The minority view should include the names and affiliations of those contributing to that part of the report. I'm stressing on that part of the report. So, in this case, there are two points which I bring to your notice. It talks of a WP report and not part of the report. Even if it is taken as a WT report, then minority view talks of that part of the report. Here, our opposition is not for any part of the report at present, but the process of pushing it forward. So it is not that for any part of that report and you can send the report. Now, here the main thrust is don't send the report. Now, if you still send the report, then I don't think that... So my question will be, is chair sure that he has ascertained the rules regarding this peculiar situation? Here the situation is not that minority report or opposition is for a particular section or part of the report, but it's about the whole report being sent. The process of sending is not the part of report, but process of being sent. So the exercise will serve to no purpose. Members will defend because the members, if you take their views, all those members will line up in the same and you will get the majority. So I don't think, what my point is not for the WT, but for you to be sure about the rules, that this charter rule applies to this peculiar situation. Whether should you be sending the report at all? And once you are sure, please go ahead.
SS, I'm not sure if I understand.
Am I clear?
Somehow I had some difficulties in hearing you. The sound was cutting in some parts, but let me try to rephrase what you said and see. And you can tell me if I understood you. You're saying that we shouldn't send the report.
Yes,
that's what you're saying. But that's your vision.
We have other
working team members that have agreed in sending it. So this is where I think we have rough consensus.
Olga, can I try to help?
I'm talking about the charter rules. I'm talking, check please, 1 minute. I'm talking about the rule part. So my trust is that whether the chair has clearly taken care of the rules for sending. Because charter is not talking about the whole process, it is talking about certain parts of a report. If there is a position for certain parts of the report, it goes along with the binary report. Here the opposition is for a certain process which is not covered in the charter. So please be little clear about this difference. So that is, we are not opposing any part of the subtask 1-4, but we are opposing the process of sending it, which is not clear in the charter. Now, if you are sending, where you are relying? What are the rules you are relying on? Have you made sure that, yes, you are doing right thing? That's my trust, that's all. That you have followed the rules, that's all.
Thank you, SS. Chuck, go ahead, please.
Sure. I'm just trying to restate what I think SS is saying. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, SS, I believe what he's saying, Olga, is that he's asking that you as chair make sure you're confident that we followed the rules in the in our charter in terms of moving this forward. And if you are, you should send it forward. If you're not, you should not. Is that correct, SS?
Yeah, you should not. And before, if at all you want to send, you make sure that you have taken care of, you have found out from the concerned persons, concerned documents, that you are following the rules of sending the report. So process of sending is as per rules, not as per the opinion. And that chair has, I mean, because I find that we are definitely falling on this charter, work plan, and BGC report. BGC report, I have not gone through for this purpose, whether it is silent or no. So there should be something else. So my only concern is that this process of sending subtask 1.4 is as per the rules, and that chair has sufficient time, which says also that chair has ensured that all that is there. So just to like caution, friendly caution, it's not that since I'm submitting the minority report, so I'm putting a blog, it's not that. It's just supporting the chair in taking decision, that's all. If I mean, she appreciates that. If not, then we'll seek it ahead.
Okay, thank you, SS. What I will do is I will review all the documents, all the exchange of emails in our list, and I will check with Julie, with staff, if I missed some documents or something. And once we receive other minority reports, I will let you know in the list if I found some misunderstanding part of the process about RAF consensus and all that, and I will let you know in the list. Let me one day more to review this as per your request, and we also have one day more for receiving minority report. Is that okay?
Yes, fine. Understood.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other comments to point 3 of the agenda? Okay, we have 4 minutes left until we reach 1 hour conference call, which was expected to be half an hour. So I'm sorry for the delay, but I think it has been an interesting discussion. Point 4 I included. I would like some feedback from Chuck in his role as chair of the OSC about expected delivery dates for our outcomes. I would like I think we have talked about this before, but I would like to revise it again.
You are correct. We have talked about this before, so I won't take too long on it. But there are no set deadlines. Obviously, the sooner improvements can be implemented, the better. Okay, but we should not sacrifice quality just to rush things through. And I think we came to that conclusion as a working team ourselves a few weeks ago as we were trying to speed things up. So applying that to the subtask teams, I would hope that the subtask teams are confident when they send send their final draft to the full working team. I hope that the subtask teams are comfortable that they've done as much as they can do to reach rough consensus, and that it's now time to move it to the next round. If you need more time, for example, you know, there's been some tentative deadlines set by the subtask teams 1 and 2 today for sometime next week. I would encourage you, if you need a little bit longer, it's better to make sure you're comfortable that you've done as much as you can at the subtask level and take a little more time than to rush it, and then we have to revisit something later. So I'm all for expediting as much as we can, but and I think that the whole council is that way. But that we shouldn't do that. If you need a few more days, use it. The same thing for the working team. Let's make sure that we're thorough so that we've covered all points of view. And let's keep it moving to the best we can, but don't feel like you're under an obligation with any particular deadline.
Great. Thank you for this comment. In point five, I would like to comment about two pieces of text that I included in my in the email when I sent the agenda about consultations I made about reopening an issue. I made consultations with ACAN staff and with the chair of the OSC, and Victoria has referred to a document, to part of a document, which is not yet finished, and it's under development. So it is not specifically included in our charter. So this is already included in the email, and I know Victoria has made an appeal to the GNSO Council about this, and that's okay. I think she has already answered about it. So she has that appeal in her with her for commenting with you, Victoria. And about the deletion of recorded participation that Sahid requested, Sahid, it's a very rare situation. It's not frequent. So what I included in the email is the steps that should be followed to do that, which is very unusual. So the thing would be that you would make a formal request to Glenn as the working team secretariat, and she would do that, but in consultations with the General Counsel's office. That would be the next step. It's not asking Julie or me. It's asking them. Any comments about this? Great. So it's 1 hour. I thank you very much for your active participation. We have some dates to have in mind. Due date for sending other minority report is tomorrow. I will review all the rough consensus issues and emails exchange and the situation, and I will let you know next steps. And we have some other suggested due dates to having sub-working teams documents for next week. For those who are flying to Seoul, have a safe and good flight. And we meet with some of you in person in Seoul and virtually in our conference call on the other Saturday.
Thanks, Helga.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.